When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1926, The Lack of Time Excuse, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. Now, lack of time, probably the most common excuse I've heard from patients and clients. I've had patients who are retired and say they just don't have enough time to exercise or to plan nutritious meals. So let's hear Ross's take on this and get right to it as we optimize your life. The Lack of Time Excuse by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. I have been an athlete my entire life. I don't have a transformation story to tell about how I was once sedentary and overweight. I have always been active. That's the only life I've ever known. I've always trained. I've always participated in sports, and I have loved every minute of it. That is who I am and what I do. With that said, I do not think any less of anyone who does not exercise. My quality of life won't change whether you exercise or not. I don't run around the street trying to get everyone to drop down and perform push-ups. I will never force someone to do something that they don't want to do. All that I can do is share what I consider to be the benefits of a healthy and active life. You can either take my advice or ignore it. It's up to you. You need to live your life the way you want to live it. No more excuses. If you want to sit on the couch all day, go sit on the couch. Do what you want. All I ask is that you don't go around telling everyone that you do not have time to exercise. The lack of time excuse is nothing but an excuse. Lazy people and productive people have at least one thing in common. They both operate within the confines of a 24-hour day. Unfortunately, more and more people seem to be shifting towards a life of inactivity. Just yesterday, I received an email that included the following statistic. Quote, did you know, 4.4 is the average hours per day of leisure time that consumers spend in front of a computer, tablet, or phone screen? End quote. Source, The New Multiscreen World, Understand Cross-Platform Consumer Behavior, from Think with Google. August 2012. I cannot imagine wasting 4 hours of leisure time staring at a screen. Is that really what the world has come to? What happened to going outside and enjoying the great outdoors? What happened to just getting off your butt to accomplish something worthwhile? Have we really evolved into sedentary creatures who stare at screens all day? Perhaps I am veering off on a tangent, so let's get back to the point at hand. If you can find 4 hours to play on your phone, you have more than enough time to exercise. If you don't believe me, drop down right now and perform 20 push-ups. I'm guessing it will take you 30 seconds or less. Imagine if you did that 5 times each day. That would be 100 push-ups in less than 3 minutes of your 1,440-minute day. Imagine if you did the same with an exercise such as squats or lunges. And if you really want to get wild, you could knock off a few sets of pull-ups from a doorway pull-up bar. What if everyone in the world did 100 push-ups, 100 squats or lunges, and a few sets of pull-ups a few days per week? Call it a hunch, but I'm guessing we would have a lot more healthy and active people. But Ross, let me guess, you are busy. You have kids. You work long hours. But guess what? I do too. I work 6 or 7 days a week. I work long hours. I have kids. I have a dog. I volunteer in the community. Leisure time is virtually non-existent. I can never find time for exercise. I gave up on that notion a long time ago. Instead, I make time. I prioritize it. I plan for it in advance. If it means I need to wake up earlier, I wake up earlier. If it means I need to get to bed later, I will go to bed later. If I need to drop down to perform push-ups at random times, I'll drop down and perform push-ups. I find a way to exercise no matter how busy I am. As I just mentioned, there are 1,440 minutes in a day. That's a lot of time. Plenty can be accomplished if you manage your time wisely. Don't assume that you can't exercise just because you don't have an hour of uninterrupted time. Training does not need to be viewed with an all-or-nothing attitude. Something is almost always better than nothing. Using myself as an example, there are days when I wake up at the crack of dawn and push myself to the extreme. I love the hard, uninterrupted work. There are other mornings, though, when it is not possible. Perhaps I was up in the middle of the night with a sick child. As a parent, you never know what the next day will bring. So you need to be flexible with your planning and scheduling. If I don't have a dedicated block of time to train, I'll perform random sets of exercises throughout the day. A few minutes here and there will accumulate as long as you are consistent. Final thoughts. In summary, rather than complaining about a lack of time, start to manage your time more wisely. Make health and fitness a priority instead of watching TV and mindlessly browsing through social media sites. The busiest people in the world can make time for exercise. It all begins with a conscious effort that is made regularly. Unfortunately, no one can prioritize your health for you. It is a decision that must be made on your own and then repeated day after day. You just listened to the post titled, The Lack of Time Excuse by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. That was a little bit of tough love from Ross, right? So here's the deal. I've mentioned this many times on this show before. Something that I do, because yes, I'm busy too, is to schedule in my calendar time for exercise. I block it off, that way no meetings can get in the way. I don't get distracted by checking emails or anything else. I block off that time in advance to make sure that that is my time to care for myself. Let me try putting this another way. How long do you think you spend showering, shampooing your hair, doing your hair, doing any kind of makeup, brushing your teeth, flossing, trimming your nails, plucking, shaving, cutting, whatever? How much time do we spend doing that every day? Probably quite a bit. What do we call that? That is taking care of ourselves, right? We're caring for ourselves by showering, making ourselves look presentable. It's because we care about how we look. It's because we care about our appearance. It's because we care about our health. Well, what's exercise then? That's caring for yourself too, isn't it? You already know all of the wonderful benefits exercise has on the body. We don't need to convince you of that. Instead, I just need you to think of it as another way of caring for yourself. You already do that, just in other ways. Think of exercise as a new way of caring for your body. Again, you prioritize caring for your body in other ways. You just have to make exercise part of that routine too. All right, that's it from me for today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. And I'll be back with our usual Sunday bonus episode in just a second. So I'll see you there, where optimal life awaits.